On a recent weekday morning, about a dozen commuters board a part express bus traveling from Greensboro to downtown Winston-Salem. Passengers say they use the service to avoid driving in traffic, cut down on pollution, and save hundreds of dollars.
I would say that I'm saving, honestly, about $250 a month.
Greensboro resident Regina Doran works for GMAC Insurance in Winston-Salem. She rides part 5 days a week and has relied on the service for 3 years. She likes the break between work and home.
I think if people would just try it, they would really like it. I was not a bus person prior to riding part, so.
The regional bus service connecting cities within the Triad serves a similar role to the Triangle Transit Authority. It complements individual bus services in the Triad while extending to rural counties. For the first time, PART is on pace to serve 500,000 riders this year alone. Executive Director Brent McKinney says the organization has had an increase in overall ridership every year since 2002.
PART is the highest occupied bus system in the state of North Carolina. We carry an average of 8.4 people on our bus at all times. Now, during the peak times, we will have people standing up on the bus.
But even with high ridership, PART is in financial trouble. According to McKinney, the organization isn't generating enough revenue, and if PART doesn't receive commitments of $1.1 million in funding by the end of this month, it will pull 8 of its 47 buses off the roads. This year, fares have already climbed from $2 to $3, and monthly passes have jumped from $60 to $90. High Point Mayor Becky Smothers serves on the PART Finance Committee. She says fare increases are only part of the solution.
There reaches a point that increasing fares diminishes the number of people who ride. Public transportation cannot pay for itself. It does have to be subsidized.
Along with fares, PART collects grant money from rural counties and a 5% tax on rental cars. But rentals have dropped at PTI Airport and throughout the region. 5 years ago, the rental car tax brought in more than $4 million. This year, it will generate just $1.3 million. By comparison, Triangle Transit received $8.7 million last year from its 5% rental car tax. Triangle Transit also benefits from a vehicle registration fee. Again, Brent McKinney.
They also have a $5 annual license fee on every vehicle, and they put all of that money on transportation. So you can see here in the Triad that we're a little bit behind as far as funding our public transportation system.
Wake, Durham, and Orange counties contribute $5.5 million to Triangle Transit through vehicle registration fees. Currently, only Randolph County pays a vehicle tax to PART, $139,000 a year. Commissioners in other Triad counties are meeting this month to vote on providing PART with additional funds. Some leaders have suggested consolidating local bus systems with PART as an alternative, but that wouldn't be a short-term solution. In the meantime, several local hospitals as well as community colleges are considering contributing funds because their employees, patients, and students rely on PART. But Mayor Smothers says ultimately the counties which PART services are going to have to provide more money, and soon.
The fact that the ridership is still as high as it is remarkable, given the number of jobs that have been lost in this area. At the same time, it's incumbent, I think, for us to maintain a public transportation structure in which there's been a lot of money invested. To let it now just wither and die would be a gross misjustice.
PART has already amended its budget 5 times this year. By the end of the month, the organization says it will move forward, either with an additional $1.1 million of revenue or with a reduced schedule. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.